Early voting today begins in Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, and North Dakota. Same goes for many counties across Florida, a state that will undoubtedly play a key role in the presidential election. WLRN reporter Katie Switalski-Munoz joins us now from Fort Lauderdale. And Katie, help us dip a toe for a moment here in the water in Florida, where more than 2.5 million people have already voted by mail. How's the first day of in-person voting going? What are you seeing?
Hi, Peter. So far, it's been a really gray and rainy morning, and that has not stopped voters at all. I visited a couple polls this morning just to see if there were lines. There were long lines in Miami-Dade County. In Fort Lauderdale, there were also lines. And it's really interesting because these are polls that I haven't seen them this busy even on past election days that I've covered. So there's a lot of enthusiasm, and it doesn't feel like the weather has dampened that.
Well, you say it's raining. I looked at some videos. It's pouring in some places. So it's good to see that people are motivated to get out to the polls. And as you know, margins in Florida are usually razor thin on election day. Polls suggest more of the same this year. What can you tell us about how people there on the ground are feeling about Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Well, South Florida is really urban, and we are Democratic. So right now, so far, of the voters in the whole state that have voted, it's been more Democrats voting by mail than Republicans. That's expected to change in the next coming weeks as more Republicans are expected to vote in person, whether that's early voting or on election day. But as far as sentiment goes, there's a lot of Donald Trump signs, particularly in his home county of Palm Beach County, just north of me. And people are really enthusiastic. I mean, his supporters are putting out signs. But as a whole, South Florida is much more Democratic, and we've had more Democrats vote.
Do people feel safe in the pandemic voting?
I think so. From what I've heard, that voters are really confident. I know when you're going to the polls here, you're being encouraged to wear masks. That's going to be interesting as we move forward in terms of enforcing masks at the polls. Here, polls will give you a mask if you don't have one. They also provide hand sanitizer for every voter and clean pens. So all these little things add up to more safety measures at the polls.
WLRN's Katie Switalski-Munoz in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you so much.
Thank you.